This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You're telling me John Harbaugh, there's no way he would want to take over the New York Giants with Jackson Dart, a top pick, defensive players. He would not take it over a guy with that kind of cachet. I think the opposite. I would be more afraid of the Liam Cohen not wanting the job. Liam Cohen is the exact example. Liam Cohen got offered the job, right? A young offensive coordinator got offered the job in Jacksonville, turned it down. And then they fired the GM on unsteady footing, and then he took the job. Like, that's the guy who you want. He's going to be tied to the GM. John Harbaugh, someone stable, is going to have enough cachet where even if they fire Joe Shane next year, he's not in any real danger.
I think that's a fair statement. All I say is also, like, if you just kind of look at, I do think it's one of those things where yes, the Jets look like trash right now. But if you just look down the rosters on both and just where you guys are at from a cap space perspective, like, I'm not sure this is as plug and play as everyone is making it seem. Like, ultimately, you have a huge decision with Kayvon Thibodeaux. If you don't do that, then all of a sudden you now have Abdul Carter and an aging Brian Burns, who I'm not saying he's not a good player, but
is he
going to be ready?
He's one of the best defensive players in the NFL this year.
That's not what I just tried to say. I'm trying to say is he's a very good player. But you pay him like a very good player.
Yes.
And it's not as though you have time for him to blossom. He's only going to decline because he's getting to the point where he's going to, like every other D-end in the league. It's just, there's a timing element to that. And I just wonder, when you look at this all, if it's as clear-cut as you think.
It's 100% as clear-cut as I make it. The Giants are in a far better position than the New York Jets. It's not even close. It's not even close. I don't even know, like, what's your point? Muji made a couple of trades because someone knocked him over with ridiculous offers?
My point is that they have money
to spend on players who aren't in the room yet, and you're pointing to all the good players on the New York Giants and saying they're getting older, and then have every expectation that Jets are just going to go find these good players who don't age? They don't have a quarterback. And this isn't to knock the New York Jets. I'm just saying the Giants are in a far better position. They have a young quarterback who has proven here, who's proven himself to be a good young player on rookie contract with a fifth-year option. They could have him for the next 4 years on the cheap. So that helps the salary cap on some level. They've got a lot more talent. I just had Brian Baldinger on the phone yesterday on Zoom and on the show yesterday when I was doing middays, and he told you the Jets defense right now is an NFL Europe team. You got to fill out an entire defensive roster with that salary cap. You got an offensive line and you got a wide receiver. The running back isn't coming back, I wouldn't think. So there's no running back. There's one stud wide receiver and a bunch of young, promising kids who drop everything thrown to them, but they do get separation. You got no defense really to speak of whatsoever. McDonald has shown talent. He doesn't get home. Same thing with Johnson for the most part. You traded away two of your better defensive players for picks, and you don't have a quarterback, and you don't have an infrastructure or a coaching staff that you would have any belief could actually work with that young quarterback. Yes, you have cap space. I'm sorry. The Giants need a coach? Absolutely. And they could hire another buffoon, and this thing comes a crumbling down. But if they hire the right coach, they have enough talent right now. They were up 19-0 over the Broncos. They were beating the Bears. They beat the Chargers. They beat the Eagles. Without Jackson Dart, they were beating the Lions. They were beating the Green Bay Packers. Like, I'm not trying to tell you that those losses count. Those losses are disgusting. Those losses are infuriating. And I'm not trying to tell you the Giants are a good football team. But there is enough talent here with the young quarterback, Scadaboo coming back, Neighbors coming back. They'll figure out a way to get out of Slayton's contract. They're going to bring in more wide receivers here. They're going to have a top pick that could get them a bunch more picks. Could theoretically be from the New York Jets. There is no doubt in my mind that the New York Giants are in a far, far better position than the New York Jets. Now, I didn't say that Joe Shane's any better than Mucci. Never said that. Mucci might go under. He had a solid draft, and even though I'll tell you that he got bowled over with offers, he was smart enough to say yes to, but he was smart enough to say yes to. He made two good trades and had a pretty good draft. I am open to the idea that he's a better GM than Joe Shane. Absolutely. I want Joe Shane fired. Maybe not right now. I wish he would have been fired midseason, but I'm open to the idea that there's a smarter man and a better executive running the things, but there is no doubt. No doubt. If a job opens up, which one's more, if they do fire, I'll ask you, Jet fans, if you want to call me up, 888-808-1009. If they do fire Aaron Glenn after one season, which job is more desirable? Which job is more desirable? Now, I know Woody Johnson's reputation, but right now there's a lot of flux. There's influx inside the Giants, unfortunately, because of John Mara's illness. Not exactly sure what's going on. But if that job opens up, which one is a more appealing head coaching position, the Jets or the Giants? It's not even close. It's not even close. Unless someone loves Mendoza, but you're not in a position to draft him. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. Quick break. Come back with more of your calls. Remember them playing this song at the World Series? It was better than Fat Joe, that's for sure. Oh, those were the days. Can they get back there right now? I mean, I think they're closer than most Yankee fans would think they are, but right now they got still work to do. And it feels like we're all waiting for Bellinger. And he still wants the 6 or 7 years. Oh, did I just say 6, 7? Cinema. The kids were in the car listening. They went to the movies. They were in the car listening when I did the whole 6, 7 thing. I feel bad now. I feel bad. They got a kick out of it. I remember that when I said 6:07 on the clock. Yeah, I bet you do. I bet you do. But that was the number one song. New Year's Eve, 2009. I'm trying to think where I was. I know I was at the studio when they won the championship. Nothing worse. I'm telling you the truth. Like, I know I'm about to get afternoons and it's all glitz and glam and, you know, Nico could hardly look at me. I know. I'm just kidding. But I remember the last, like, 2009, I was in the studio. I was producing for Summers. I'm watching the game as he was on the air. I think at that point we were still the Met station, not the Yankee station, so we weren't covering the Yankee game. The Yankee game wasn't on the air, and I was watching in the control room while working on Steve Summers' show. But the worst one by far was I used to run the board for the New York Giants broadcast. I was the New York Giants board operator for Giant games, which is its own thing because it's very complicated. And I was doing it for a couple of years, including the 2011 season when they won the Super Bowl. And I had to watch the Giants win the Super Bowl in the studio on the little TV in the corner, listening to Bob Papa say it 16 seconds before I watched it on TV. Now, I know, like Draymond Green, no one wants to hear me complain, but that was not a fun way to watch my team win the Super Bowl.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I loved working for the Giants. It was great. I've worked for them a bunch, years after that. I did some sideline work for a couple years with them. Love working on the broadcast. John Schmelk, great, great man. Love John Schmelk back to the days when he was a producer here at The Fan. But that was a brutal night. They won, but man, it was like, I'm here working. I'm listening to it before I see it. It was just brutal. Brutal.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.